A Jew prays three times a day. The words of the three prayers are almost identical. It sounds like being a bit of a robot, doesn't it? Is my heart supposed to open and close on demand at the same times, three times a day with the same words? What if I just don't feel like praying? In Hebrew, there are several words for prayer. There's a kind of prayer called siach. Siach means literally conversation. Sometimes we speak to God as though we would to a close friend, and we know that He's listening, paying attention to our every word like a good friend. There's another kind of prayer called techina. Techina means to beseech, to implore. When we're in trouble, when someone's very ill, we beseech, we implore. The three daily prayers are called tefillah, and the act of praying these prayers is called lehitpalel. Now, lehitpalel is a reflexive verb. So literally, lehitpalel means to pray to yourself. Now, clearly, this cannot be its true meaning. The root of the word hitpalel is pilel, which means to judge. To understand the connection between praying and judging, we have to understand the deeper function of a dayan, a Torah judge. A dayan takes conflicting evidence, disunion, and injects into this confusion divine truth as revealed in the Torah. This truth penetrates to the heart of the opposing views and creates a unity on a higher level. Similarly, when we pray, when we are mitpalel, we inject into the turmoil of our unquiet soul the divine truth which pierces through all the artifice, all the conflict and confusion inside us. The prayer that we call tefillah is reflexive because it brings us face to face with the great harmony at the core of our existence. In other words, tefillah is not an outflow of emotion, it's an influx of divine energy, a prescription for the soul formulated by the greatest physicians of the soul, Chazal, the Jewish spiritual masters. And thus, like any medication, it has to be taken at prescribed times and with exact repeatable doses, and very often, just as with medicine, when we desire it the least, we need it the most.